All right, it's a KFC Radio Monday Morning Quickie with a very special partner today. Partner for your quickie is the one and only Uncle Chaps.
Hey, friends.
What's up, baby?
What's up, man? Good to be on the mic with you.
Live and in the flesh. By the time you listen to this, Chaps will have been at Army Navy over the weekend, a little getaway from the wife and kiddies. Go see the Army Navy game, which is always full of pageantry and emotion. Good weekend for you. And earlier this week when we were recording KFC Radio, we tweeted out a list of the voicemails. We always like to get a little feedback from the people. What voicemails should we play? And Uncle Chaps, there's one that struck your eye.
Yeah, it's Diarrhea in the Holidays.
It was titled Diarrhea in the Holidays, and that one jumped out at
you. If you followed my work for any period of time, you know that I've had diarrhea since Easter of 2007.
It's a long time, man.
It is.
We're pushing. That's over 10 years now.
It
is. It's a decade of diarrhea.
And I was telling somebody the other day, I don't know where I would be in life if last year for Christmas I didn't get a bidet. It has literally changed my life. Like, I feel so much better. I feel like I walk with a better gait. Like,
oh, yeah.
I just
you know what
better.
It is? I feel like you probably just, you have an air of confidence about you. Nobody can see it. No one can see the difference. But
yeah.
You know that you got a clean-ass butt.
And it sucks whenever you go somewhere. Like, I'm staying in a nice hotel while I'm up in New York. Doesn't compare.
No bidet.
Because I'm just like, toilet paper. What is this trash?
Yeah, that's like one of those, you know, once you go bidet, you can't go back. You've got a taste of the high life. You can't have like a filet mignon and then go back to just like some trash-ass steak. You know what I mean? You got a taste of it good. You're going to be chasing that high forever now, that bidet high.
You think that rich people poop different, right? Like, I went to a game in Jacksonville, and I was in the owner's suite.
Okay.
Like, he's one of the most 100 richest people in the world.
In the world.
Not even just America, but the world. He's that like $7.5 billion worth.
Jesus
Like
Christ.
Just an insane amount of money. From Pakistan, moved to America, made this huge empire. So I'm not saying it was Shad Khan's what I'm about to tell. But we're in the owner's suite, which has a bunch of other businessmen, women in there who are all also
fancy
rich.
Schmancy, bougie to the max.
Francis and I went to the pool. Like, we hung out in the Jaguars pool for the second half. The first half, we hung out in the owner's suite. We were drinking, like, fancy champagne, fancy whiskeys, all that stuff. Well, we come back from the pool after the second half. I have to change. So I go into the nice owner suite bathroom. It's a private bathroom. None of the other common folk can fucking
Of course
go in
not.
There.
Yeah.
They're not allowed in there. I go in there to change. I look up on the back of the toilet, and there's this napkin.
No.
And I'm like, what's this? And I'm like, I'll just throw it away. Like,
and
there's somebody
it's covered.
There. And it is shit. Like, somebody took the, you know, the real, if you go to a really nice picnic where they don't have the cloth napkins, but it's the next level where it's like super thick.
Yep.
That with poop. And I was thinking, like, you had to be a rich person
to be in that bathroom. Although you were there.
Yeah, but I think I was
like the only exception.
Yeah. I think I was the only red bearded tattooed dude in there. Everybody else probably owns massive amounts of
stuff. Well, let me say this. I think it's one way or the other. Like, yeah, I can see what you're thinking. Like, rich people wouldn't just wipe their butt with a napkin and put it on top of the toilet. But maybe they're just so used to doing whatever they want. Like, my slave will get it. My poop slave will clean this up.
Maybe it's like coming to America. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Yes, exactly. Just like, what? You peasants throw it in the toilet? We put it on top of the toilet.
Somebody else does it. God.
Well, I'm happy you're living your bidet life because do you think the diarrhea will ever stop? You think you just curse with it forever? Oh, that's good.
It slowed down.
That's good. And as long as you got the bidet, you know, make the best of it, let's say.
Yeah.
Put it this way. If you didn't have the decade of diarrhea, would you ever be introduced to the bidet? Maybe not.
Probably
Silver
not.
Lining.
Silver lining, for
so
sure.
So let's talk to our caller here, Diarrhea During the Holidays.
What's up, guys? It's Mark from Chicago, first-time caller. I just have a hypothetical question for you guys. I just got done spending about, like, a week for Thanksgiving with my girlfriend. We've been together, like, 7 months. It was a lot of fun. It was great just to be with her family and everything. But this is my first time with her family, and I came down with a stomach virus. And I wasn't puking or anything, but out of the other end, there were some problems. And I was forced to share the bathroom with her mom, with her grandparents.
Yeesh.
And I've just never been more self-conscious about my shits. And I just want to know if there was ever a situation where you were – basically put in my spot where you had to shit but you just couldn't do it because of the circumstances.
I'd imagine during your decade of diarrhea, at some point this has happened.
Let me just say, if you're able to control it, buddy, you don't have diarrhea.
Yeah. let me say, to piggyback on that, I love when sometimes people are like, I had a stomach virus. I had a bug. I was sick. Sometimes you just got it. You got the shits, man. You're fine. You feel totally fine. You ate something that's weird. Your stomach's disagreeing with you, and you got the shits. You ain't sick. You probably don't even have a virus. Your butt is just pooping, bro.
Yeah. If you tweet, I have a stomach ache, I automatically know you have diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one for one. You don't say it. You don't have a stomach ache. Nobody has just stomach pangs that you that you talk about.
You're just pooping.
Yeah. This dude does not have diarrhea, first of all.
Nope.
He might have a little bit of irritable bowel, but he doesn't have diarrhea.
A little IBS?
Yeah. No diarrhea. Because if you're there, you just got to let it go.
Well, I also want
to
say...
you have to find a way out of there.
Yeah, well, yes. Listen, best case scenario... No, you know what? I don't even think so. If you're somewhere for the weekend, if you got a shit, you got a shit, man. Like the old children's book, everybody poops. Like,
but the girlfriend meeting the girlfriend's parents for the first time, and you're the one in there.
I'll be honest,
diarrhea,
I care more about the girlfriend than I do her parents.
Yeah,
like I'm more embarrassed to shit in front of the girl. Yes,
it's bad.
But say we're beyond. If I'm beyond that with my girl. Parents are old. Old people don't care. I'm not having sex with them. I'm not getting intimate with them. I don't really have to impress them, like, sexy-wise. I just got to be, like, a stand-up guy. So if I walk out of their house and they're like, you know what? Kevin's a really nice gentleman. He's got a good job. Treats my daughter right. His shit smells pretty bad, but whatever. And that's a win. I'll sign up for that when I first meet the in-laws.
Yeah, because the first time that you really, like, know that you're the person that you're dating or that you've been on a couple of dates with is shitting. It's like a real mind.
Wait a minute. A couple dates with is let's push it a little longer than that, no?
Well, no. It happened to me, dude. Like in between my ex-wife and my current wife, I was dating a girl for like maybe 3 weeks. We went out and had some tequila. We were drinking some tequila. I woke up in the middle of the night. She was shitting her ass.
No.
With the door open.
No.
And I woke up to the butt gurgles. I could
hear
it. It was like a butt alarm clock.
No, the butt gurgles. Chaps was like, I know that noise.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that
for
a long time.
I thought it was me, dude. Because I was in year
Chaps
three
like,
of the
oh,
decade
no.
of diarrhea.
I'm going to have to shit. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not me this time. What
and
a pleasant surprise.
That was our last date, dude. Because
oh, I bet.
I'm not one of who subscribes to the fact that girls don't poop. I'm aware that they do. Mm-hmm. We both have one. Mm-hmm.
We are aware that
poop also comes out of them. I can't do it on date four.
No.
I can't
that's
do it.
You know what? So you called it off there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I bet she, if you didn't, I bet she would have.
Which is
I bet she would have been like, pull the cord.
So.
Pull the cord. I can't look in that guy's face ever again.
I
had the butt gurgles near him.
I don't think ghosting was a thing yet, but that was probably it probably actually was a ghosting. It was probably just we never contacted.
Called it that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because once you make eye contact, because I had the master bathroom.
No, that's
and
it.
She was sitting in there.
That's
we made
it.
Eye contact.
You cannot come back from that.
No.
There are certain things we talk on KS Radio all the time about the preemptive breakup, where it's like, you are almost the one that should be dumped, but you know what? I'm just going to do it now. Just get it over with. If someone wakes up in the middle of the night and you're sitting there on the toilet, your underwear around your ankles, door open, butt gurgling, squeezing one off, and you make eye contact with the person you're supposed to be getting sexy with, it's over.
It's over, man. And you don't even have to say, and that was kind of the nice moment. It was one of the like opposite ends of romance that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Where you lock eyes and you're like, well, this is dead.
Yeah. You know what? It's almost like,
you don't
it's
even,
cleaner
even
that way.
As
pun
like
intended.
A married
it's
couple.
Like,
as a married couple, you don't do that.
No. That's a huge thing of mine. Like people who think like, all right, I'm so comfortable with my girlfriend. I'm going to like shit around her and fart around her and do all that weird stuff. It happens, but
yeah,
I'm not going to be the guy who's like farting on her as a joke. Isn't that funny? Like, nah,
or shitting with the door open.
Yeah, just
dude.
Close the fucking door.
Like, don't be an animal.
I mean,
turn the fan on. For fuck's
something.
Sake.
The people who think that that's like a good sign of a relationship. Like, I get it. You're so comfortable. That's like the end of a relationship
to me. Because it affects
you.
Like,
absolutely.
No matter what. Like,
even if it's subconscious, it's like this is the person you're supposed to like. Put on a front for and get romantic for
that's
and look your best for.
That's why
and,
anal
like,
bleaching is so popular because people
gotta make that asshole look good, baby.
You don't want somebody to look like poop comes out of their butt.
You
like,
especially 2017, you're gonna be doing a lot more than just pooping with that butt.
Yeah,
you gotta make sure it looks on point.
We're eating ass now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're eating ass and you know that, you know, Wednesday before when you had tequila, there was, you know, no one wants to do that. So
tequila shits too, man. Just a whole nother level.
God,
that's why going
that'll
to
get
the
you
gym,
buzz just smelling that.
That's like going to the gym the day after New Year's is the worst day to go. Everybody starting their New Year's resolutions, and everybody is shitting out all their booze. Just 50
everybody's
people,
fat and gross and drunk. It's disgusting.
Nothing but cured meats and shit.
Oh, God damn it! So I'll say this, you know, for this fella, if you truly have diarrhea, there's nothing you can do about it. If you're stuck, if you're truly stuck away for the weekend and you got to go, you got to go. Like I said, I would try to hide it from the girl more than her parents.
This is worse for a college student, too. If you're a college student with no job, this is much worse. If you're going home from college break, going with your girlfriend. If you're a working person, you can always have an excuse that something popped up with work. And you can always get out of there with an Uber now.
Right.
So but that makes it a lot easier. But if you're a college student and she knows that you have nowhere to go.
It's like, what are you going to do? Back to your dorm? Back to your just hang out in your parents' basement? No, man, you're staying here.
And college students like, don't like to admit that they're pooping either.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on in college these days?
I think so. Like college-level relationships, once you're that age, you're just trying to act like you don't poop. Like I think from high school, middle school, you don't like to poop to college. Once you get out of college, I think you're back to admitting that you poop.
Everybody poops, man. It's like it's just a universal truth. It's the only thing that everybody can absolutely relate to. You might not want to talk about it. You might not want to hear about it, but we're here to spit the truth on these KFC Radio quickies. So, chaps, I wish you the best of luck with your continued decade of diarrhea. I hope it comes to an end soon. And if not, I hope you enjoy that bidet, sir.
I will. You can get one. You can get them for like $24 on Amazon.
$24, but then you gotta like wire the plumbing and all that shit.
It's easy. Took me 5 minutes, and I'm like the least mechanically inclined dude in the world.
All right, if you can do it, then I can do it.
Maybe I'll make a video on
how to install your bidet.
Yeah.
Maybe you should make a little instruction on how to use it too. Get sexy for the people out there.
I'll wiggle my ass.
Thank you, chaps.
Thank you.